Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 16 of season 6. We are just cruising through season 6 here. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast. Every odd-numbered podcast is an album review. So last week's album review, last week's podcast, was a review of Jeff Beck's album Truth. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those EPs are games guest starring my wife. So 2 weeks ago, the EP, the game, was a game of first words in which she chose three albums from my record collection and told me what the first word of each track on the album was. And I had to guess what the album was. I got 1.5 right. And the other half of those EPs, though, are just little tidbits of information, such as today's podcast. This is a little bit of an interesting EP, in my opinion, because it's kind of an album review, but it's not like my typical album review. Like, I'm not going through looking at the artist, the band, the tracks, and then ranking it. So I'm going to talk about this album. So as you can see from the title, it's a Philly Special Christmas. So being from the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, the Philadelphia Eagles are obviously, well, they are my football team, my favorite football team, the team that I watch all the time. I'm a huge Philadelphia sports fan in general. Phillies are number one. Eagles are number two. So the Eagles last year, so 2022, it was mostly Jason Kelce, their center, who is their pretty much their best player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer when he retires. Two other offensive linemen, Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, the three of them went into the studio and recorded a Christmas album for charity last year. So, last year they cut 7 tracks. They cut, let me see, I don't have a listing of last year's tracks. Let me pull it out, actually. So I have the record. It's a gold record. So last year they cut White Christmas, Blue Christmas, Merry Christmas Baby, The Night Before Christmas, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, Silent Night, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Just how they go about doing it, it's incredible. So Jordan Mailata is definitely the best singer. Lane Johnson has like a country voice. Jason Kelce doesn't really sing at all, but his voice still sounds really good. And you know, then they had their radio announcer narrating the Night Before Christmas. So it was really cool. And last year it was a lot of fun. They donated the money that they made to charity. This year, they took it up took it up a notch. So they only had 7 tracks last year. This year they had 11 tracks. It was just incredible. Let me see. Let me pull this one out so I can go through the tracks. And they just got like so many people to sing on it as well. So they have the Christmas song, and then This Christmas. I'm pretty sure This Christmas is the one that Jordan Mailata sings with Patti LaBelle. So Patti LaBelle is singing on this album. Dominic the Donkey, which is a classic. Santa's Night. So Santa's Night was actually written by Jason Kelce. Like, he wrote the song, wrote the lyrics. Obviously, he didn't write, like, the entire part of the instrumentals. But that song was written by him. He wrote a Christmas song for this album. Christmas Time Is Here was done by a children choir. All I Want for Christmas Is You is Jordan Mailata's best song, I think. It's incredible. Pretty Paper, the country sounding song with Lane Johnson. And then they also do the dreidel song, like the Hanukkah dreidel song. I think it's their GM and their owner are Jewish, so they got them to come on for that song. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas features one of their defensive linemen singing, and his voice is incredible. The Fairy Tale of Philadelphia, I think it's kind of a retelling of, I think there's a song, The Fairy Tale of New York. I don't know that song, but they brought in Jason's brother, Travis Kelce, to sing on that song. And, you know, if you're not familiar with football, Travis Kelce is the one that's dating Taylor Swift right now. And then they finish up with Auld Sing Syne. The reason I bring it up, what they put into it is just incredible. In the fact that it all this money is going to charity. Like, they're huge football players singing these songs for charity. I think that a lot of it goes to the Philadelphia Autism Foundation, which that's not exactly what it's called, but they donate a lot of money to that. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, I think they donate to. But the main thing, like, their song, they are really good singers. So I bring up this album. It's on Spotify. You can go listen to it on Spotify. It's pretty much sold out on their website. But the money goes to a good cause, and it's actually a good, Christmas album. I've seen comments on Instagram about, like, hey, I'm a fan of such and such team, but this is an incredible idea. I hope my team does this. It was a great idea. It's a lot of fun. It's growing. They have Lil Dicky and, Travis Kelce, Howie Roseman, Patti LaBelle, Amos Lee. It's like, who knows who they're going to get next. Maybe next year they'll get the Hooters, because that's a Philly band. Speaking of the Hooters, that's the end of this podcast. However, next week's album review is going to be the Hooters' Nervous Night. I did not plan for this to happen, but that's a good segue. So go listen to that podcast next week if you're a Philly fan or just a fan of the Hooters. Go buy this Philly special album. It's really good. If you're not already, go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. We are 2 weeks away, give or take a couple days, from the starting for voting for Season 7. I think Season 7 could have a ton of incredible albums in it. I'm excited for that. So go follow me on Instagram. If you're interested in expanding or starting your own record collection, I have used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is at also Dorney's Vinyl. So you can go search that on eBay. Other than that, I'll talk to you guys all next week.